in Gmail a makeover. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Google's parent company Alphabet revealing the new design, the first since 2013, and calling it an expensive overhaul that was 2 years in the making. The new Gmail, designed to compete with Microsoft Outlook and has smart assistant features such as suggested replies and nudges to remind you of forgotten emails. Google's project manager calling it a rewrite of their most used product, as Gmail is used by 1.4 billion people every month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study out says a majority of millennials believe that baby boomers have made things worse for them. That's according to an Axios SurveyMonkey poll. The poll found that 51% of millennials blame boomers for making things worse for their generation, while just 13% said boomers had improved things. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican wins a special congressional election in Arizona on Tuesday, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Former Arizona State Senator Debbie Lesko ends up winning by about 6 points over political newcomer Democrat Dr. Hiral Tipirini. Lesko saying,
"Would it be nice if I had won by more? Of course. But a win is a win, and I'm the next congresswoman for Congressional District 8, and that's awesome."
Lesko is to serve out the term of former Representative Trent Franks, the Republican who resigned over sexual harassment allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
French President Emmanuel Macron addressed a joint meeting of Congress today as this ends his 3-day tour of Washington. Let's hear a little bit more of that speech from earlier today.
We can choose isolationism, withdrawal, and nationalism. This is an option. It can be tempting to us as a temporary remedy to our fears. But closing the door to the world will not stop the evolution of the world. It will not douse but inflame the fears of our citizens. We have to keep our eyes wide open to the new risks right in front of us. I'm convinced that if we decide to open our eyes wider, we will be stronger. We will overcome the dangers. We will not let the rampaging work of extreme nationalism shake a world.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Veterans Affairs nominee Ronnie Jackson has fought to convince lawmakers of his leadership abilities as more and more details come out against him, ranging from repeated drunkenness at work to a toxic work environment. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota talks about the interactions he's had so far with Jackson.
I met Admiral Jackson last week, had a very good meeting in my office with him. We asked him questions specifically with regard to his capabilities managing a very, very large group.
Today on Capitol Hill, French President Emmanuel Macron addressed Congress before heading back to France.
We also have to fight against the terrorist propaganda that spreads out its fanaticism on the internet. I want this fight to be part of our bilateral commitment, and we discuss with your president the importance of such an agenda.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of 4 kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Google's giving Gmail a makeover. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Google's parent company Alphabet revealing the new design, the first since 2013, and calling it an expensive overhaul that was 2 years in the making. The new Gmail, designed to compete with Microsoft Outlook and has smart assistant features such as suggested replies and nudges to remind you of forgotten emails. Google's project manager calling it a rewrite of their most used product, as Gmail is used by 1.4 billion people every month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study out says a majority of millennials believe that baby boomers have made things worse for them. That's according to an Axios SurveyMonkey poll. The poll found that 51% of millennials blame boomers for making things worse for their generation, while just 13% said boomers had improved things. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican wins a special congressional election in Arizona on Tuesday, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Former Arizona State Senator Debbie Lesko ends up winning by about 6 points over political newcomer Democrat Dr. Hiral Tipperini. Lesko saying,
"Would it be nice if I had won by more? Of course. But a win is a win, and I'm the next congresswoman for Congressional District 8, and that's awesome."
Lesko is to serve out the term of former Representative Trent Franks, the Republican who resigned over sexual harassment allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
French President Emmanuel Macron addressed a joint meeting of Congress today as this ends his 3-day tour of Washington. Let's hear a little bit more of that speech from earlier today.
We can choose isolationism, withdrawal, and nationalism. This is an option. It can be tempting to us as a temporary remedy to our fears. But closing the door to the world will not stop the evolution of the world. It will not douse, but increase the fears of our citizens. We have to keep our eyes wide open to the new risks right in front of us. I'm convinced that if we decide to open our eyes wider, we will be stronger. We will overcome the dangers. We will not let the rampaging work of extreme nationalism shake a world.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And good afternoon. This is Richard Scuderi with Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be something that holds dear to my heart, and that is we're talking about what's called today branching out. Have you noticed unbelievably this year how unbelievably beautiful outside is? And I don't know if it's because we had a very cold snap right before things started to bloom, but everything this year, the branches in particular, are amazingly beautiful, really different and amazingly beautiful. And I've been inspired by that, and I've been doing a lot with branches, both artificial in my two stores, in Ringo's and in Maplewood, New Jersey, for arrangements for restaurants and so on, but also a lot of live things and things that you can do to make your place look wonderful. So that's what we're going to work on today. It's called Branching Out. We're going to take a look at the weather, and then we'll begin our show. Okay, the National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently overcast, very much so, at 59 degrees this afternoon, 30% chance of showers and patchy fog with a high of 63. Tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers and then patchy fog with a low of 48. On Thursday, it'll be a mostly sunny day again with a high of 67. Sounds good. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 47. On Friday, there's a 70% chance of showers likely with a high of 60. Friday night, 30% chance of showers with a low of 46 degrees. On Saturday, Oh, no. Showers again on Saturday. 30% chance with a high of 66 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 42. And then on Sunday, at least, we'll have a sunny day with a high of 59 degrees. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. My show is called Modern Design. We're 4 years here at WHCRDB in Flemington and recently gone to video, although we're having a little technical difficulties. When we go to the first break, I will see if we can sync up live on Facebook, and you can watch us as well as listen to us live today. Also, keep in mind, if you go to my Facebook page, which is Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, you click on that on Facebook, and my show is there, not only the live show that we do on Wednesdays, but also, in fact, the video casts. I guess they're podcast when they're on the site because they're audio, I should say, but the video cast will be there for every show we've done so far since we've gone onto Facebook. If you want to listen to any of our old shows, if you go to the website of the station, which is www.huntingtonchamberradio.com, and then click on the Modern Design tab, there are literally hundreds of shows that you can listen to when we started 4 years ago. All right, I'm going to take a couple of commercial messages, and I'm going to see if I can get us to sync up live on Facebook, and then you can watch us because I have a lot of visuals today that I really do want you to see. So we will return after these messages.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Traffic stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We're having a little technical difficulties today in studio trying to get the Facebook Live to sync up. So we're going to do a little bit of the show. We're going to go to an early news. And then by the second part of the show, I have a lot to show you, so we'll do that. So my topic today happens to be branching out. And as I was saying earlier in the broadcast, quite specifically this year, foliage, branches are beautiful. And I always say, for me, visually, it starts probably in February. In February, when you take a look at after the holidays and so on, you'll see that the branches, nature knows what it's doing, the branches are ready. You'll see very tightly closed buds on these sort of gray-looking branches. Now, by February, I will compare that. I love blues and browns together. So when you look in maybe Valentine's Day or so from that point on, you'll see that the branches on trees are beautiful, but they're bare, but the buds are becoming full. They don't have any color. And that brown, that sort of gray-brown against the blue sky is gorgeous. I actually sometimes clip those branches that are premature, and I'll put them in a wonderful decorative container, fill it with cold water, cut them again under that water, and then put them, sort of force them, bring them inside where there's artificial heat, and put them in a variety of containers. One of my favorites this year is to get some of those galvanized metal buckets, and that maybe perhaps at a foyer entry or on a kitchen table, so on. Have those, have the natural warmth of the home sort of make them grow a little bit or develop. And that's sort of the first thing in February. Then we wait for March, and then when March happens, this year was sort of an odd March that it was so cold, things start to progress. And I always say that the spring here in the Northeast is in waves of color. So one of the first things you see is yellow. I think yellow kind of comes out first. You'll start to see the crocus. They're yellow and purple. They're sort of the first sign of spring. You'll see snowdrops. They're kind of white. But then that transition when we actually get to spring is you're going to see a lot of yellow. The daffodils start to pop, and at the same time, we have one of my favorite early branches, and that is the forsythia branch, which are very common. The deer don't seem to like them, and they're quite plentiful. So what I did last week, because last week it was a sea of unbelievably beautiful, gorgeous yellow, and the forsythia is that I clipped them. Now, forsythia in particular are very temperamental once they're cut. You need to have a container with you when you cut forsythia. I usually take sort of a bucket, a regular plastic bucket, whether it be for joint compound or for paint, And I have that bucket with me, and when I clip them, which I like to do on an angle, I put them straight in the bucket of the cool water. And then I'll transfer them, as I did last week, into a beautiful glass vase. I'll arrange them, and I typically have them for about a week or so, and you have that height. The nice thing about Forsythia is a branch that can really go to wonderful heights. So I sort of clipped and clipped. In fact, this time of year, I actually keep in my car clippers for that reason. I can't have water in the bucket all the time, but I do have a bucket with me to contain them. Forsythia in particular, you have to be careful. If you pick it and put it in the car, it quickly dies. But I got a big clip of that, and then that is just a wonderful... You're not going to get fragrance from Forsythia, but you are going to get presence, because out there in the color world, yellow carries the furthest. If you're looking to do something and you want visual impact, yellow is actually going to give you more of a punch than red. Red is very good, but yellow is the best. It carries visually from a distance. So if you have a foyer table, any sort of a gorgeous container, and fill it with Forsythia, boom, that's a pop of color. Also, it works well on a sideboard in a dining room or a big space. Because they're thin and tall, often they can move around a lot and actually tip over. So I don't typically do Forsythia on a dining room table or an area like that. I do something low there, but in this case, they're really nice. So then as the weeks progress, the next thing, the wave of yellow starts to dissipate as they die off. Then we go into the pinks. And this is sort of a pink week, I say. And the things that I see that are blooming in terms of branches are, number one, magnolias. Beautiful pink tree magnolias this year are spectacular. Architectural, and because it was cold, it seems like they're lasting longer. You know, we have a very warm spring and the magnolias bloom. They're like down in a day, and it's just a mess, and you get beauty. This year, because it's been so cold, kind of the opposite is true. They are beautiful and architectural. In fact, I clipped some the other day. One of the good things about the storms that we've been having is there's a lot of tree branches down. So I take advantage whenever I see somebody's property where there's branches down on the ground. I cut them. I put them in water. I force them. And then yesterday, I picked up in my Maplewood store at one of the houses on the corner. They had all these branches down, and the magnolias were in bloom. So I grabbed all of them, put them in a beautiful container, and they're just outstanding looking. Also this week, very popular are all the cherry blossoms, the pinks and the whites. So anywhere you can collect them, your property, so on, clip those. Put them in a wonderful container. We're going to talk in the next segment about different containers and so on. Whites and pinks right now, lots of different whites and pinks are absolutely beautiful. All right, it's time for news. We're going to go to a little bit of an extended news, and I'm going to see if we can get us on video. A lot to show you, a lot more about branching out today here on Modern Design Live at WHCR-DB in Flemington.
USA Radio News.
Veterans Affairs nominee Ronnie Jackson has fought to convince lawmakers of his leadership abilities as more and more details come out against him, ranging from repeated drunkenness at work to a toxic work environment. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota talks about the interactions he's had so far with Jackson.
I met Admiral Jackson last week, had a very good meeting in my office with him. We asked him questions specifically with regard to his capabilities managing a very, very large group.
Today on Capitol Hill, French President Emmanuel Macron addressed Congress before heading back to France.
We also have to fight against the terrorist propaganda that spreads out its fanaticism on the internet. I want this fight to be part of our bilateral commitment, and we discuss with your president the importance of such an agenda.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Google's giving Gmail a makeover. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Google's parent company Alphabet revealing the new design, the first since 2013, and calling it an expensive overhaul that was 2 years in the making. The new Gmail, designed to compete with Microsoft Outlook and has smart assistant features such as suggested replies and nudges to remind you of forgotten emails. Google's project manager calling it a rewrite of their most used product, as Gmail is used by 1.4 billion people every month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study out says a majority of millennials believe that baby boomers have made things worse for them. That's according to an Axios SurveyMonkey poll. The poll found that 51% of millennials blame boomers for making things worse for their generation, while just 13% said boomers had improved things. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican wins a special congressional election in Arizona on Tuesday, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Former Arizona State Senator Debbie Lesko ends up winning by about 6 points over political newcomer Democrat Dr. Hiral Tipirini. Lesko saying,
"Would it be nice if I had won by more? Of course. But a win is a win, and I'm the next congresswoman for Congressional District 8, and that's awesome."
Lesko is to serve out the term of former Representative Trent Franks, the Republican who resigned over sexual harassment allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
French President Emmanuel Macron addressed a joint meeting of Congress today as this ends his 3-day tour of Washington. Let's hear a little bit more of that speech from earlier today.
We can choose isolationism, withdrawal, and nationalism. This is an option. It can be tempting to us as a temporary remedy to our fears. But closing the door to the world will not stop the evolution of the world. It will not douse but inflame the fears of our citizens. We have to keep our eyes wide open to the new risks right in front of us. I'm convinced that if we decide to open our eyes wider, we will be stronger. We will overcome the dangers. We will not let the rampaging work of extreme nationalism shake a world.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. It seems unfortunate there's something going on with the server and the OBS, so today's broadcast will not be on video. We will repeat the broadcast either later in the week or next week at the scheduled time. A lot to show you. But I want to continue the topic because I think it's so relevant. I think there's a lot of beauty in nature, and very much like food, growing the food locally and working with what's in season, I feel very much that decorating is very seasonal and very much a part of seasonally of what you do inside your home for decorating. So for me, each week I look for inspiration for modern design, things that I'm working on, things that inspire me. I'm always clipping. I'm always going to my Pinterest boards. I'm always going to other people's Pinterest boards and Google searches and so on for what's trending, but what's beautiful, what's at its peak right now. So as we're saying before in the beginning of the broadcast, for me this week it's all about the magnolia branches and how they didn't sort of just fall off, sort of melt off the tree in a day or so and just leave a mess, how they're holding on because it's been cold out, and beautiful, beautiful shades of pink and white striated. That's a great thing to clip. It's actually good for the tree, is to get out there with the snips. We don't want to drag a branch off that you get those sort of that stripped look. You want to do a nice shears, and you wanted something that's strong, and cut that clean on an angle, and then put it in a forcing mold. I want to talk a little bit about, so we talked about the magnolias being in this week, the cherry blossoms being in this week, lots of whites and pinks, what you can actually do with these beautiful branches. In the wintertime, if you go to the Short Hills Mall, my other store, 191 B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, Maven Hill Home, is right near the Short Hills Mall. So in the wintertime, when I'm able to walk outside, I do that mall walk in January right after the holidays. And what they do to sort of get people into the next season is whoever florist they use uses lots of branches. And if you're going down any of the escalators, you'll see beautiful, simple, kind of contemporary containers, and they have wonderful branches. And it makes you sort of feel like spring, are you going on to the next season? I do a lot of different branches. Sometimes they're almost bare, and you just see the little bit of the buds starting, and sometimes they're quite lovely. So branches do make you feel good, I think, and they feel that something is coming and lovely. But the container is probably equally as important. Now, I always say on Modern Design that design is a balance. So I want to talk a little bit about right now about containers. So obviously when you have a branch is typically very tall, probably about 36 inches or so. Could be taller, could be less, but that's about, you know, the look you want for a nice branch in your home. So when you take these branches, you want to put in something that's really going to make them work. So as I say, right now the sort of industrial look is in. So in my stores, I have a lot of buckets that are tin or galvanized metal. And that always looks good with branches because you have the sort of industrial look of the metal and then the beauty and softness of the flower. So if you started with, as I say, even bare branches and you just have them, as I did in February in my store, bare branches with buds on them, and you put them in a container that was galvanized metal, super beautiful. Really works well together. I've also done clear glass containers in a lot of different sizes. They don't work as well as the galvanized because the bottoms of them are very bare. But if you went with something that was galvanized, like a bucket or tin or something that's painted, that's kind of nice for early branches. Same thing holds true when you go with the forsythia. When you get into the magnolias where the tops of them are heavier, then I typically like to use glass containers, cylinder-like containers. If you have a lot, you can do a very wide container. If not, you can do a narrow container. For branches, I usually like a very tall, thin container so you can see the bottoms of them and then do them in that, and that's awfully nice to do for magnolias. For cherry blossoms, you can do a variety of containers. Maybe it's some colored glass that might work, especially when you have white. If you have white blooms, then you can bring some color in your base. If you have colored blooms, you don't want to do that. Now, I also do use and reuse some of these blossoms in other places. The nice thing about branches is they make a good center for a pot. So if you have decorative pots outside, as I do in my home and my two stores, sometimes I will cut and take branches that are outside off trees, or maybe they've come down and so on, and I will stick them in the dirt in the center of a pot. So in one instance, I have two beautiful black urns that I have up on posts. So around the base of the post, I did different pansies in purple and yellow, and then from a forsythia bush, which was overgrown, I took the tall yellow forsythia, and then I just stuck them in the dirt. Now, chances are they may root. I've done them in water, they'll root. Sometimes they'll root in the dirt. So you put them in the center so they have height actually outside as well. Again, branches are drama, branches are height, and you see them from a distance. The same thing holds true. Now, they may not root, but if you want to do that outside for any sort of branches, pear branches that are in bloom, any sort of fruit branches that are in bloom in the center and very nice looking. So metal is popular for a base, any sort of regular glass, clear glass, colored glass is very nice for a vase. Ceramic, anything that's ceramic and decorative can be really nice for a base. And then, you know, things that are not necessarily you'd think of doing inside. Maybe an old urn, a beautiful old rusty urn that you can put with something underneath it on a sideboard or an area that has some age to it and weathering and patina, and then doing the long branches in there and making that work. Ranches are all about season, and they're all about play and so on. Okay, we're going to take our next set of commercial messages. A lot more to talk about branching out today here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB. And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am an interior designer, home stager, and these days a contractor doing lots of kitchens and baths. If you'd like to see some of my work, there's a couple of places you can do that. One is I was in the February/March issue, which just passed, of Design New Jersey Magazine, and you can take a look at that. It's still probably in some of the newsstands, but if you go online to www.designnj.com, my feature was called Modern Matchup. I took a home in Tewksbury, New Jersey, which was a contemporary, and basically gutted it to the studs, did everything from the outside, the painting, the garage door design, the front door, the roof, the landscaping, then went inside and did every room in the house. And I was featured as one of the 8 best kitchen designers in New Jersey, which is very, very nice. And kind of nice to see what I do. That happens to be a contemporary project. One of the things that I like to pride myself on is that I like to respect the architecture. So just as easily, I can go work on a Victorian next and bring that to where I think it should be. So I do like my projects all to be very different. And if you've been watching or listening to Modern Design as well as watching it, right now I'm doing a large commercial project in New Providence, New Jersey. I'm building a bar, and we're doing some wonderful things there. I found an antique bar going out about near the Lancaster area. I found a wonderful resource for antique bars, the only one in the United States. And we actually purchased a bar that was salvaged. It was built in 1876 in solid walnut, 17 feet across, and it needed some restoration. And we took the top of the bar and moved it forward a little bit. And then I had it shipped to New Jersey, to New Providence, New Jersey, to Moe's Bistro. And then we sort of retrofitted it, and a lot of work to be done there. Then we built a bar back. Beautiful, beautiful pendant lights from Flemington Fan and Lighting, where I have my location here in Ringo's, which is 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. Wonderful bar stools that we created. I have a commercial resource in Hillside, New Jersey, and we have 18 beautiful bar stools in blacks and grays. And then we changed the inside of the color palette, and we have lots of a gray, black color palette. So now I'm at the finishing stages, getting back to where we're talking about for branches. We're at the finishing stages because we're going to have a grand reopening for the restaurant, new artwork, new everything, just beautiful. and they asked me to come up with some floral arrangements for the opening. And I just took a look at nature, and I was so inspired. I said, I'm going to do all white branches throughout the space and really do something wonderful. Well, that's all good and well and good, but they wanted something that would last longer than just the clippings from a florist or that I came up with to do around the whole large restaurant and bar area. So I have a company out in California that I use, a commercial company that does beautiful, beautiful reproduction specifically of branches. And you really can't tell. You know, one of the best solutions is when you see something that's artificial, it should be imperfect because nature is imperfect. In the 1980s, silk flowers at the time were very popular, and then they went out of fashion. People thought they were dust collectors. They weren't very realistic looking. Often they were very shiny. They were made of polyester, and they just weren't great looking. And then with sort of the return of more of a modern industrial look, you do need things to soften the look. So there was a sort of a return in a different way of floral items, mostly with succulents. Beautiful succulents have become very popular, and they pair well with an industrial look in a space. So that came back very strong. And also with that, beautiful branches, architectural branches, not so much the big flowers, the peonies, you know, things that were pinks and whites and peaches and all those unnatural colors, but just simple branches, but done much better and much more realistic. So in the store, I have a lot of florals in my store in Maplewood Village in Maplewood, New Jersey. I ordered a lot of different white branches this year. And things that have a reflection of grays and whites. So one of the first things that I ordered are pussy willows, and I love to do them right at the end of February because they're gray and white and they're tall, and you can do wonderful things with them. You can tie them with raffia, and that can be its own look. You can pair them with certain colors that look amazing. Probably one of the best colors for pussy willows because they're gray and white is a green, like a citrus green. They really are nice together. And I bought some galvanized buckets that have a green tint to them, a green paint, like an apple green. So you have the gray and the green, and you do them in succession. I did three of them in succession. That was really nice. So for the bar, now that we're a little bit further in the season, I thought, what can I do that's white and tall and really interesting looking and would work well for their grand opening? So I went out and I got some very interesting containers that are about 24 inches tall. They're cylinders, and they're sort of a hammered metal. And I love the look of black, white, and gray. It's kind of clean. It's very sophisticated for a restaurant, and let the food shine. So I had these. They're sort of an alcove for each big window that's in the restaurant. So I bought three of them. I put a styrofoam disc in the bottom that was glued in with hot glue so that they wouldn't move. Very important when you're moving them every day in a restaurant. And then I bought a dozen beautiful, from this company out in California, cherry blossom branches, 36-inch branches, 12 of them, very full. And what makes them so realistic is that they're imperfect. This company will send me ones that are branches that are all different. They're slightly different and imperfect. Then they send me one or two branches that are like a younger version of itself. So it's a little bit darker and a little bit closed. And when you do them in succession, people think they're real. They're like, oh, these are real. And no, in fact, they're not real. And they can last them as long as they want to keep them out for. So in that case, we did white cherry blossoms, not pink, but white cherry blossoms. Absolutely gorgeous and really fit the space. I wanted to keep the white theme. So I love magnolias, and I also like white magnolias. I think when you think of magnolias in the area, you think of pink. But the same company gave me beautiful, beautiful white magnolias, both in the 3-foot length as branches and in the shorter length. So there's a beautiful grand piano in the hotel. I got a wonderful, just simple, clear glass vessel vase that fit the that fit on top of the piano and wasn't overwhelming. And we did a dozen gorgeous low magnolias that are faux, but you can barely tell the difference. Then we had some ledges and wonderful areas, and I wanted to stick with sort of the white theme. So we did the magnolia branches The tall ones, 36 inch, and we also did them in cylinder vases. And in this case, they were in metal. We did them in the galvanized buckets, which was wonderful. And finally, when you come into the restaurant, there's a it's part of the Murray Hill and Suites. There's a huge picture window, and I need something that had visual weight. One of my favorite branches that come out is the quince branch. And I don't know if you've seen the quince branch. It doesn't quite have the pretty pastel coloring that everything else does. The flowers are kind of like a dark coral, like a reddish coral, but more coral than anything else. And I like them because they're so different than anything else. So I filled the entrance with a huge container full of very thick-stemmed, wonderful white quince branches. They're just out of this world, and they really make the space. They're architectural. And that's the key if you're going to do faux today. It has to, number one, look realistic. And the image has to be sort of more simple. So as much as the quince branches have little bits of white on them where the branches are, it's all about the branches. And that can be in its own look. It's very architectural. It can last into the summer until we switch over into the fall. And it's got a really wonderful look. So when you go looking for artificial, you want to make sure that you do something that's architectural and random. You want to make sure that they look very random when you do faux branches. And you can come across with some really wonderful, really sophisticated thing. Think about the foliage. Think about the body, the branch itself, as much as the foliage. And that's something that can make a big difference. All right, we're coming up to our last set of commercial messages. Today is all about branching out. I'm going to talk about wonderful places in your home that you can use these branches of all sizes, things and containers that will work for you and really make your home sparkle.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Design for the past 21 years with two locations. The first location is within Flemington Fan at Lighting, and that's 176 Route 20231 in Flemington, New Jersey. I share my space with Bruce Brodak from Flemington Fan and Lighting with 6,000 square feet of wonderful things to look at. Beautiful lighting, innovative lighting. You should come check us out because lighting's changed a lot. It's gotten a lot more sophisticated, more industrial. Lighting can really change a space. I recently put a new dining room fixture in. I've had the same fixture forever and kind of went from that brassy, two-tiered, very traditional Williamsburg kind of a look, which went with my house, with beautiful shades on it, to something very different, very simple nickel fixture, which was sort of a circle and round, and it has sort of drum shades on it now in white. And boy, transformative. Really still traditional, maybe slightly transitional, but still traditional. Lighting is a statement. It hangs in the air. So you should check out Flemington Fan and Lighting, and also check out all the wonderful pictures and seasonal stuff I have, beautiful bowls, glass, colored glass. I sell a lot of orange glass for some reason. I have wonderful, interesting bottles, and I have them grouped in different colors. I love colored glass. Light hits it. It's terrific. So check out my location in Ringo's, New Jersey, 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. Phone number for Maven Hill Design, Ringo's, is 908-884-0770. If you're up northern New Jersey near the Short Hills Mall, my other location, bigger location, is Maven Hill Home, and that's right next to the Maplewood Post Office. That's 191B, like boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Again, to reach Maven Hill at either location, it's 908-884-0770. My topic today happens to be branching out. I'm quite disappointed because one of our servers crashed, and we're trying to rectify that. I may repeat our show with the visuals if I'm able to do that either later in the week or sort of do a revised version of that with the guest that I'm having in next week, talking about branches, because I do think they're so important. They could make such a difference, and I do have some branches with me here, including live cherry branches for you to take a look at, so we'll definitely get that done. But I'm going to give you some great things to do for this weekend if you're entertaining, using branches and making the space wonderful. I want to talk about branches in general, and there's some branches that are not seasonal that you can do all times of year and doing them in interesting ways. And one of the branches that I like to use a lot, and I've been using for a long time, is curly willow. And curly willow is sort of a naturally occurring branch, and it's sort of like spiralish. It's a naturally occurring branch. It's often dried, and it looks wonderful in certain spots when you have height. I did a master bathroom probably about 10 years ago, and the colors then, there were a lot of taupes, and shaker beige was a very popular Benjamin Moore color at the time. Taupe and black and cream were very in style. So I did, in Bedminster, New Jersey, in a master bedroom in a townhouse in the hills, a complex there, I did the master over, and they wanted sort of a taupe black and sort of a neutral cream theme. So I used wonderful curly willow. We had two mirrors. It was, of course, a double vanity with two sinks, two undermounted sinks. And then there was all this sheetrock in the middle with nothing to look at visually. So I had gotten a wonderful black painted metal container. And I thought, what can I put in between that was going to be tall enough, take up the space, sort of be on par with where the mirrors ended, which had a burl look to them with the black. They were just beautiful, and something that wouldn't take away from them. So I used something called curly willow, which is naturally occurring. And then you just saw the sophistication of the branch. It wasn't supposed to be flowery. It was supposed to be architectural. So that's one that I really thought went well together. Again, going back to pussy willows, they somewhat are seasonal, but they're more architectural. So you put them with a pop of color, in this case, citrus green, black, cobalt blue is very nice. I have, I did one about 2 weeks ago, and I did a cobalt blue glass vase, and then all the pussy willows in them, and that looks really nice in the space. Bare branches, in the winter months, sometimes bare branches that are painted are very nice. I always have year-round in my stores, I have white painted branches, no flowers whatsoever, and then I put them in a wonderful urn, and this urn happens to be mercury glass, silver mercury glass with the white branches. Now, the white painted branches could be done any time of year. They're timeless, so that's a way to go that's not so seasonal. You can do them once and you have them done. Black is another color. I've done black painted branches, a little bit more on the masculine side. Maybe you have a bachelor pad and you want to have some softness. Do a terrific container, maybe a hammered metal container, maybe in a silver, and then do, or a nickel finish, and then do a big bunch of branches that are painted black. Bamboo, not so much as popular now, but I do, I've done a lot of bunches of bamboo, sometimes just very tall and tied with some raffia or something decorative. In Flemington, I did a guest bathroom, and there was a big sort of void of space there, and I just got some wonderful red bamboo, and then we just sort of tied it together with raffia, very natural looking, and that worked well in the space. That citrus green, natural looking bamboo that I think that we all have in our heads works in a lot of different sizes, as a branch or in pots, and that's another one that you can do. Black bamboo can be very striking. I've done black bamboo before. That's another branch that's not seasonal, so you can work with that. It gives you height. Branches give you drama, and they give you height and work well in a space. Some other branches that I've done, not all branches have to be tall when they're presented. They can be clustered together and something that you can put that has some visual interest. There are some very interesting plants out there that have sort of a branch quality to them, and you can do things with and cluster together. I think when you do things that aren't so obvious in a wonderful vase, people take interest in that. One of them is a bush that I like a lot that gives you sort of a branch with a berry on it, and that's called Beauty Berry. Now, Beauty Berry gives you a purple berry, very different looking, and it comes out in the fall. I love to pair orange and purple together in the fall. I like that combination. So often I will take some of my containers that have an orange tone to, whether they be painted metal, which looks the best probably, or an orange glass, which I have a lot of in my store in Ringo's, and I'll pair them with Beauty Berries and then load that with tall Beauty Berries or Beauty Berries and then put in some sort of an orange mum or something and mix the purple and yellow together. There's another branch that doesn't have to be, that can be a table arrangement. So you can have that in the center of your table. I put Beauty Berries in with my Thanksgiving arrangements of purple and orange and then the Beauty Berries that have visual interest. Taking something as simple as a privet hedge, a tall privet hedge, and cutting it in such a way that you have a little bit height to it, and then putting it in a container. It could be something else that you can do that would give you sort of the feel of a branch. Branches are, you know, really interesting. I think they're underused. Quince is probably my favorite branch these days because it's a little bit different. But you can even take flowering trees and you can cut the branches, which I've done before. Maybe an apple orchard, it's apple picking time, and you take three or four of those branches with the apples on them and put them in amazing clear vase. That is an interest. Pear branches, maybe the little pears are starting to form, cut a couple of those, put them in sort of a forcing container of glass, and it's interesting to see that happen. It's nice sometimes when you have the fruit on the vine and also flowers at the same time. So branches are really an opportunity for us to create something with nature, to coexist with our surroundings and give us pleasure. I am sorry that we did not have video today. As I say, this was an important show for me, and I will probably rebroadcast it. I'll put on social media when we're doing. If not, I have a wonderful guest coming next week, and we're going to talk all about continuing the look of spring, and we may incorporate some of those in next week's shows. Well, thank you for listening to Modern Design today, and look forward to seeing you real soon. Thank you, everybody, and have a terrific day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
French President Emmanuel Macron addressed a joint meeting of Congress today as this ends his three-day tour of Washington. One of the topics, again, was North Korea.
France supports fully the United States in its efforts to bring Pyongyang through sanctions and negotiations towards denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The White House will submit a request to the Senate this week to swiftly reschedule a confirmation hearing for Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, President Trump's embattled pick to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders discussed some of the vetting that already took place on Jackson.
Dr. Jackson has undergone four separate background checks, one that was conducted by the FBI, and all of those revealed nothing and came back with a clean recommendation.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.